Hello, friends. Thanks for checking out this Facebook mailbag. Drew Doherty and Nick Scherfield answering your questions from Facebook. And Nick, we start out with a simple one from Donna Block. She wants to know, when will passes be available for training camp? Donna, it's not been made official yet, but look out the week of mid-July, right around then, on HoustonTexans.com, our Twitter page, our Facebook page, this show, and you'll have more information. But they're free to the public, but they're limited, so you got to get in and get in quick.
Yeah, that has not been announced yet. Once it's announced, we'll have it everywhere, like you said, Drew. It'll be broadcast all over our channels on HoustonTexans.com, and we'll talk about it on Texans Radio, I'm sure, as well. But always fun. There's usually 5 to 8 practices or so that are open to fans, and it's great to see the fans out there watching the players signing autographs and stuff like that after practice. As hot as it is out there, it's always great.
Yes, Donna, we can't wait to sweat with you. Daniel Showman has this. Hey, guys, love the Texans shows and podcasts. Is Brian Braman going to stick in the starting rotation this year? He's been a beast on special teams and has great speed, rushing the QB, and a great backstory to boot. All of those things are true, but it's got to come down to, can he perform when the pads are on, when the lights are on in game time? When he's had limited experience or limited reps in preseason games, he's done some nice things. He's had some sacks in each of the last 2 preseasons. He's just got to get out of that logjam in front of him with guys like Whitney Mercilus, Brooks Reed, Trevardo Williams, Sam Montgomery, in no particular order.
Yeah, you know, he still was in developmental stage in the last couple of years, undrafted out of West Texas A&M. A couple of years ago, you know, missed part of his senior year for an incident that, you know, he got kicked off the team for. They were suspended from the team indefinitely for. But he's had a very long route to where he is now, and, you know, an unconventional backstory, like was mentioned. I talked to Wade Phillips about Braman after practice on Wednesday, and Braman's gotten a chance to be a starter in OTAs, in rookie minicamp, and Phillips said he's responded well to it. That's what you want to see, is how a guy responds. He said Braman's responded very positively. He said, you know, he's been a good special teams player. The next step is being a player that plays on first, second, third down. He's working towards it. He's shown glimpses that maybe he can get it done, but it's going to come down to how he does in training camp. Does he play well enough that they feel okay about leaving Brooks Reed inside and playing Braman over a couple draft picks they got at the same position?
All right, our next one comes from Jay Villa. He has this. I've been submitting my questions for a couple of years and never get picked. Please answer mine, dudes. Who is the fastest guy on the team, and who is the strongest? Well, Jay, it's your lucky day to make your dreams come true. As far as the fastest guy on the team, maybe corner Bryce McCain. He's one of those guys that has got that blazing speed. I believe you've thrown 4.2 in the 40 around with him.
Yeah, I would say Bryce McCain is probably the fastest guy on the team. I've never seen him line up and run 40-yard dashes next to each other or sprint next to each other. But you look at the 40 times they had, and McCain ran in the 4.2s at his pro day at Utah, I think as a junior and as a senior when he was there with the Utes. He's got blazing speed, a smaller guy, but great speed. You know, Jonathan Joseph, I think, ran, you know, 4.3s low 4.3s when he was at the combine. That was back in 2005, 2006. I give it to Bryce McCain. There's some other guys like Joseph, like Daniel Manning, who have got a lot of speed, but Bryce McCain is the number.
Strongest, you can probably take your pick of any lineman, defensively or offensively. You can even go with J.J. Watt.
Or Brooks Reed was mentioned by a couple guys last year as being one of the stronger guys on the team. I think any of those guys also fit that bill.
Finally, Joe Contreras has this one. Could I get a birthday shout-out on the show from my Houston Texans since Friday is my birthday? Man, we're just making dreams happen all day long here on the Facebook mailbag. Happy birthday, Joe. Hope it's a great one. For Nick Scherfield, I'm Drew Doherty. We'll see you next week.